Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game. Cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Guys, we also want to welcome in our new sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling. WOW brings the action to Breezy Point, New York on August 26th for our next event, Payback, featuring appearances by Darius Carter, TJ Marconi, Chris Steeler, Joe Ocasio, and more. Tickets are available now at warriorsofwrestling.com and be sure to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special Moonshot edition of the BCP. I hope I did that pretty good. Guys, please welcome into the show ahead of his match September 9th with the Ace of Space Academy. It's going to be a six-man tag match. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Again, the wrestling showcase on the Premier Streaming Network. Guys, subscribe now. It's going to be September 9th, and you can get tickets now. It's in Metuchen, New Jersey. We'll be there, and this man will be here. You know him as the Moonshot One. I'm a big fan. Please welcome to the show, Mr. MSG. Applause track. What's up, MSG? How are you, bro?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm hyped to finally get to talk to you, get to know you a little better, man. I had some tech difficulties. You stuck around. I appreciate this. Just for the record, this guy is punctual. He's ready to go. He's got the background. What a professional, man. Don't want to bury the lead here. We got to talk about this six-man tag team match. You're with your bros, you know, the Ace of Space Academy, but you're taking on Yos Ferrell, who's quite an interesting character. I've worked with him a few times. He kind of pops out of the woods sometimes. Sometimes he's backstage in the locker room, and he's running around arenas. I don't know what's going on. El Magnifico and Skyler Mack, who I'm not as familiar with. Your thoughts going into this matchup?
It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be good. I think I'm just proud that the six of us are representing WrestlePro. All six of us students of the Creator Pro New Jersey School. So it's going to be exciting. And yeah, Yusufur is definitely a wild card there. He's with the academy and everything, and studying under my brother, and we study technique, we study skill, and trying to be as perfect in the ring as we possibly can. But Yusufur is the kind of guy that doesn't care for skill or technique. He just wants to tear everything to the ground. So we're going to see how that matchup plays out on the ninth. So
it's going to be awesome. Yeah. I'm hyped for that one. It's going to be a great show, guys. Again, Cardona is going to be on that one. I think he's taking on Cole Cabana, Steph DeLander, a lot more matches to be announced. So guys, stay tuned for more announcements and follow Premier Streaming Network. Also follow MSG. We'll talk about the promo and the shameless promo in a little bit, but I want to talk to you about the Ace of Space Academy. You know, I've known your brother for some time. I've known Gil for some time. Colton, I'm getting to know a little bit more. Talk to us about that. Not only that unity and that faction, because I'm a fan of all y'all, but we do a little something here on the show called hashtag wrestling fashion. And I love like the just the gear, like the turquoise, the green, the color, but the track suits, man, it's so cool. Tell us just about the philosophy and the brotherhood in the Ace of Space Academy.
Well, that's the brotherhood. I mean, literally, it's my big brother, LSG. He hand selected his top students that he trained at Creator Pro. And that led to us joining with GKM and Colton Charles. I think it's very inspired by sort of like All Japan in the 90s. You would have your top players come out with the students from the schools, and they'd all have these matching jackets. And he just wanted us to be unified. And I think that started with how we dressed. If we can dress and coordinate, then we would be more of a unit. We all share the same mindset when it comes to wrestling. We all have very similar goals in mind. We all take it extremely seriously. Like I said, we really value technique. We value skill. We value professionalism. And those are all things that my brother has taught us. So that's what brought us to becoming a faction. And I think we're all very like-minded individuals. And I think that's what makes us work out so well. So starts with the turquoise, but it gets much deeper than that. But that's where we're at now.
It's really cool. And I'm a fan of all y'all, but it's really interesting because a lot of times, you have these great factions that they work together so well. And sometimes when they're individuals, it doesn't always work as well. With you guys, I feel like when you're all on your own, it's just as good. Like, it's amazing. Like, I'm a fan of all y'all. And when you come together, it's amazing as well. We talk about lineage a lot in this business. Usually it's like the father, son, or the father, daughter, the third generation, the second generation, sometimes the fourth generation superstars. For you, I've been a fan of your brother for a long time, LSG, since I got into this crazy world 4 or 5 years ago, a long time ago, man. It's so cool to see what you're doing now. Do you like kind of being compared to your brother, or do you feel like people want to pit you against your brother, or now that you're in the faction with your brother, or do you kind of like to do your own thing, or do you kind of take honor in working with your brother?
No, I'm definitely honored to be associated with him, to team with him when I can. It's big shoes to fill, but I'm so proud of him and all the work that he's done. He's been a professional for about 11 years now. And everywhere I go, everyone is so excited to meet LSG's brother. Oh my God, what? LSG's brother? Like, he has such a nice reputation for being so helpful backstage, and nobody seems to have anything bad to say about him. So that's always made me super proud, and I'm extremely fortunate that that's the case. Nobody's like, oh, it's LSG's brother. You know what I mean? So everyone's like super, everyone just has really nice things to say about him and the work that he's put into the business. He's traveled the world. He's going to England again soon. Sometimes, you know, everyone just says that I look like him. Any new place I go, they're asking about him. So it's not frustrating yet. Maybe in a few years it will be, but no, I'm proud of him. And so I'm very honored that I get to tag with him. I get to be in a group with him and I get to learn from him every step of the way. He's taking the 11 years of knowledge and giving it to me all the time. So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and I think that's a great answer, man. You're keeping it real, because a lot of times, I mean, we're seeing it on the national product right now where the brothers are finally turning on each other and all that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure you get a lot of that. Oh, like, you know, what about him? And like, when are you going to turn? And what about you and all that stuff? But for me, it's all about the story. And I, you know, I don't necessarily love the cliches. For me, I love what you guys particularly did with Danny Moff. I thought that was great initially when your brother had that match with Danny Moff. Moff kind of attacked you after that. Then I believe you had that match, correct me if I'm wrong, with Danny Moff not too long after that, man. Just tell us about that whole sequence. But more importantly, sharing the ring with Danny Moff, dude, that's a tall task.
Yeah, I wish they were under different circumstances. Because my brother and I, we were big fans of the Rahway Rec Center growing up. We would go to shows all the time. I actually just saw a video of Moff from, it had to have been like 2007 or 2008, something like that. And I was like, I was at that show. You know, I would literally watch him in the Rahway Rec Center, and then fast forward all these years and him and I are in the ring. I wish it didn't go the way it did. Attacking me from behind and doing everything he did to get through me to get to my brother. So I wish that didn't happen, but we'll see. My brother's really trying to reclaim that WrestlePro Gold Championship. So, you know, if Moff's in the way of him getting that title back, then he's in the way. And unfortunately, we're going to have more conflicts in the future if that's the case. But you know, that's what he's trained me for, and that's what we're ready for. So I've been watching Moff for years. He hasn't been watching me for years. So I think that plays to our advantage there. So we'll see. He is a legend. Despite everything, of course, got great respect for him, but really not going to let him get in the way of me making a name for myself in WrestlePro. Not going to let him stop my brother from reclaiming that championship.
Yeah, you guys have ice in the veins. Like, there's no fear. You know, a lot of people tremble when they hear Danny Moff. You know, a lot of people tremble when they hear Vargas. You know, I've certainly had my interactions with Vargas, man. You know, I got to look over my shoulder when I'm doing backstage interviews, man. And now he's running the joy. He's the gold champion. Hopefully LSG gets another opportunity in the near future, man. But I digress. I want to talk to you, MSG, about your promo, because your promos are great, man. I talked to your brother a little bit about it. And he said you had a little bit of an acting background. I'm like, that makes perfect shot, perfect sense. But I want to talk about Moonshot because you always get that in your promos. And just talk to us about your philosophy when doing a promo, because you know the worlds of acting. And then we know the worlds of wrestling, where it's very like Friday night in the cage, and how you're able to blend those two. Because I think you have a very, very strong promo.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I take a lot of pride in that, because I think that goes back with me and my brother. Like, that I think that makes us so different. Of all the comparisons people make about us, like, I always try to do my own thing. And coming up with Moonshot and the way I talk and present myself in front of the camera, trying to sell and promote these shows, that's just part of me trying to do my own thing and carve out my own name in the business and make my own identity here, so that when people hear that Moonshot, they know it's me, and they, you know, I get to distance myself just a little bit from my brother. Because that's the thing. It's always being compared to him, especially because like you mentioned, even all the other brothers are in the business. You look at the Young Bucks, you look at the Briscoes, you look at the Usos, they all started together. The Hardys, they started together. My brother has a 10-year head start on me. But I was traveling the country too, acting and performing and stuff like that. So, yeah, when it comes to promos, that's my bread and butter. That's what I think puts butts in seats and gets people emotionally invested before the bell even rings. So that's what I'm all about. I'm trying to get everybody rooting for me before my music even starts. And that starts with the promo. So I want to bring emotion. I want to bring intensity. I want to bring entertainment, cool catchphrases, things people can remember and get excited about. That's what's most fun to me about wrestling. And yeah, I think it's about me being having the freedom too, because I come from theater. You know, you're going from a script that somebody else has written for you entirely to wrestling, where I could be myself and say whatever I want and create anything I want. So that's been the most fun so far.
I love that, man. And you mentioned it, like the catchphrases. I think that's so important, especially on the independents, because it allows the audience to feel like they're on this journey with you, man. And like I was saying, you know, me and Vicky will go, I have a moonshot. Yeah. And it's so cool, man. It makes us connect with you. And it's awesome, man. And I hate to be like wrestling, but let's talk a little bit about the acting. You mentioned theater. Are you more of like a stage actor? Is it maybe more the musical stuff, man? I love all that stuff, man. This podcast was formed on, you know, local music, local independent wrestling, man. So tell us a little bit more of about the acting, if you don't mind.
I was doing more straight plays, straight theater, as opposed to musicals. I traveled the country with the National Theater of the Deaf. I went to school for sign language.
Oh, awesome.
And I was doing sign language plays for deaf audiences around the country for a year. Tour, did stuff in the city, little TV stuff, film stuff here and there. And once COVID hit and shut everything down, that was really one of those things that was like, okay, let me step back, let me think about things. And then wrestling was there. It was like, oh, it was perfect timing. So that's kind of how that transition happened.
That's so cool that you did that as a teacher. I teach music as well, and I teach drums, and I have students that are hard of hearing or legit deaf. And you know, it's amazing to see like, you know, the cochlear implants or the sign language, or just like the music, the vibrations, man, to connect, man. So as someone who teaches and is a little bit more familiar with that, man, I appreciate you doing that. And you learned sign language.
Yeah. I learned sign language, and I taught an acting class at the American School for the Deaf in Connecticut.
Wow.
For a little while. So I was teaching acting technique to deaf students from around the country. And like you said, with the vibrations and everything like that, I'd have students, they would go near a stereo or go like to the side of the car, and they would hold and press their hand against the car to feel the vibration, and they would hear the music that way. That's how they would experience the music. So it was a whole different community, a whole different world. It was a lot of fun. I learned so much from them and had such an amazing experience with them. But yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
I love that. Mad respect, man. That's very, very cool. Puts a smile on my face. But we got to talk shop here. You know, we got to talk shop here, MSG. Obviously, I would equate you with a WrestlePro guy. You know, I don't like to throw around company hats or anything like that. But a big fan of WrestlePro, arguably one of the biggest promotions here in the Northeast. Great product. We see a lot of the AEW talent coming out of WrestlePro. A lot of great people involved with WrestlePro. You know, you've been around here for a little while. Vargas is the champion. You know, I'm sure some of these guys have trained you. Is there someone that you haven't locked up with, maybe in that locker room, that you want to lock up with, or maybe a championship you're targeting?
Well, I definitely look at coming up in September, that world title match between Vargas and CPA. Those are two guys that I would love to lock up with, especially considering how different they are. Size-wise, mentality-wise, style-wise, I think those would be very interesting matchups. Kind of like how I said about Yusef, I would compare to Vargas. Yeah. He just wants to burn it all to the ground. And that's a very exciting, that would be an exciting opportunity. Whoever comes out as champion, I know my brother's got, like I said, his sights on that gold. I'm shooting for the stars. I would love a title match at some point. So whoever wins, CPA or Vargas, that would be a great matchup. Been studying them for such a long time, so I know they're vets in the game, and that would be really exciting to get to the ring with them. Yeah, I'd say CPA and Vargas right now. Sean Donovan, he's one of those old school, hard hitting, loves a good lockup. That is one hard hitting, tough son of a bitch. And I would love to go toe to toe with him because I just know how much win or lose I can learn from being in a ring with someone like him. So I definitely want to face him in a WrestlePro ring at some point. But yeah, I don't mind being called a WrestlePro guy. That's my home, you know.
I love it.
And I'm excited to be around all the talent that's there. We've got that showcase coming up. The students representing WrestlePro, that's an amazing opportunity. And then we have the show coming up in September at the Rahway Rec Center. And that's going to be huge, a lot of AEW talent. So WrestlePro is going to be put to the test against some of the stars on television. So it's exciting.
Love it, man. And again, WrestlePro is such a great product. I knew he was a WrestlePro guy. The second it turned 4 o'clock, we had our interview. Boom, he's in the room ready to go. What a professional, creative pro guy right there. Total pro. I love it, man. But you mentioned the AEW talent coming through here. I'm not a big fantasy booking guy, but I always like to ask. You know what? Let's make this a two-parter. In fact, you already kind of answered the first one. So we'll just say a lot of that AEW talent is coming through specifically here in the Northeast a lot of times through WrestlePro. I know you're going to give me a very professional answer here, but who is someone from that AEW locker room? And I'm sure you may have even worked with some, maybe extra work or whatever it was, that you would like to have a just straight one-on-one match with anyone from that AEW or national level. We're seeing a lot of the legends coming through as well. Tommy Dreamer's in a lot of locker rooms. A couple guys, anyone you'd like to lock up with that you haven't?
From the AEW level, I would like to say someone like, well, I mean, like the creative pro guys that moved on to AEW. I mean, gosh, that'd be so cool. Just that kind of a match with Anthony Bowens and Max Caster, two guys coming from creative pro. I can learn so much from them. Yeah, I'd want to lock up me and GKM versus Acclaimed, I would say. I know you asked one-on-one.
I like that, though. I'm here for that. So fun.
And give me a microphone, and I want to go with MJF.
Yeah.
And see what me and MJF can do on the microphone, you know what I mean? So, the opportunities are all there. And to know that these were people coming from the same training, the same school of thought, and – you know, we're all kind of under the Pat Buck umbrella, both schools. Sure. Pat Buck, who works with AEW now, would be a lot of fun. I could see that as like a passing of the torch moment from these guys who were where I am. And, you know, they moved on. And now to be able to be in the ring with them and stuff like that would be really awesome. So, yeah.
That's a great answer, man. No, that exceeded my expectations. That tag match, you know, Gil's my guy. We'll be talking to him in a little bit as well. That would be so cool. I had a feeling you were going to say Bowens. Nicest guy in the world, too, man. He has come so far, deserves everything he has going for him right now, man. So, hey, if anybody's listening, you know, on the independents, you want to book that match, you want to have it up in AEW, and then, you know, that MJF showdown, man, because you're great. You're really great on the mic as well. Face or heel. I've seen you both ways, man. You're fantastic. And props to MJF for coming back to Create a Pro for that homecoming and showing some love and respect. You know, you don't usually see that a lot from MJF. So that speaks volumes, man. I'll ask you this one real quick. I want to be respectful of your time, but real quick, MSJ, I got to ask, do you like working more face or more heel? Do you have a preference?
I think at the moment I'm far more experienced with babyface work just because I have one already.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm a baby face with the baby face. So I think that just matches up better. I don't know if I have a preference, but I just definitely have more experience of being a baby face. I don't know if I don't care one way or another. I think it's all fun regardless. Cause it's all about, you know, feeding off of your opponent anyway. So, you know, if you're a heel, you're going to have fun. If you have a great baby face, standing in that ring with you, and if you're baby face, you're gonna have fun. If you have a great heel standing in front of you, so you know it depends on who your opponent is at that time. And yeah, I think that's it. Just depends.
Yeah, and the fact that you're you can do both is amazing, man. I've seen you do both and it's great. For me, in my personal experience, just seeing people, I feel like the money's in the baby face personally, you're selling the merch and all that, but I digress. I'll ask you this one, MSG. You said you traveled with the theater. We also know you've gone to Alaska and you've done some amazing things. Is there any favorite place that you've traveled to or any great food or anything you've experienced that you'll never forget? You have like a favorite destination?
I mean, Alaska. Yeah, it's hard to beat that experience. You know, that's something, a place that most people will never even say they've gone in their lives, let alone perform there. So the crowds that we performed in front of were so grateful. They were so nice and generous to us. And the food there, yeah. What did we eat? We were eating reindeer sausage.
Are you serious? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, reindeer. Yeah. That's a thing in Alaska. And because they had been going there a few trips before I joined in, everyone that had gone there previously was telling me about reindeer sausage. So that's what I got immediately when I went there. So I would say, if you're ever in Alaska, if you're ever in Anchorage, make sure to get yourself some reindeer sausage.
Okay, interesting. I know there's a, you're used to a Dominican destroyer, but I heard there's a Dominican Uber up there sometimes driving you guys around. So that's awesome. Yeah. Last one, MSG, I want to be respectful of your time, man. And thank you for taking the time. I very much appreciate it. But of course, man. Thank you so much. It's our favorite question to ask everybody. Say you do have that big entrance, whether it's a WrestleMania moment, which we've seen people come on the show and, you know, go to the grandest stages of them all, man. Maybe it's a big pay-per-view, a PLE. You have a grand entrance on that national stage. What band or artist is playing you to the ring?
Oh, okay. And my big WrestleMania moment. So there's a band called Kula Shaker. They're a British band from the mid to late 90s, and they incorporated a lot of Indian instruments in their music, they talk so much about Hinduism and spirituality and the cosmos, and my theme song's actually based off of one of their songs, so it would be perfect. But they utilize it's rock music with sitars and tabla. Yeah, okay. So it's really cool. They're like one of my favorite bands. And the things that they sing about are a lot of what I base my mentality on when I'm wrestling and talking, and all my little catchphrases and stuff like that are very much inspired by their messages. So I think, that band. Sorry if that's an underwhelming answer, because I'm sure nobody knows who that is, but after this interview, they're all going to go check them out. and then everyone will know who they are. But yeah, Kula Shaker is their name. That's definitely just playing me out.
I wrote it down. I'm a big music guy, man. So I like checking that stuff out. And that's a great answer, man, because it connects with you, man. It defines you. You know, you're not like Aerosmith. You know, I love Aerosmith, but you know, there's a lot of thought behind it. So that's great.
Yeah.
MSG, dude, thank you so much for making the time. But before we get out of here, we are all about that shameless self-promotion here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can follow you, get the merch, get the Ace of Space merch, all that great stuff.
Cool. Right now, I've got my merch on Pro Wrestling Tees. We also connect with Dave Sturcio, Chop Sports. That's where you can get your Ace of Space Academy merch. We are looking at Shotgun Thursday night in Union, New Jersey. That is August 31st, Thursday. We also have September 9th, Wrestling Showcase in Metuchen, New Jersey. That's where you can see the six-man tag team action, Ace of Space Academy.